Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm a neon moon.
Are you ready for this?
We heard your sound check.
Oh!
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa!
It's like all it's right. In stereo. I don't know what's happening.
Hey, what's up? We're the Rob and Holly Show at Tortuga Music Festival with Bailey Zimmerman.
Oh,
and
my lordy.
Brooks and Dunn is playing in the background, so we're trying to do our best Ronnie Dunn impressions, and I don't know. How did it go, Holly?
I had my own private mini concert. It was wonderful. And we heard your sound check earlier.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I was like, we have another private concert. Thank you so much.
You know, I'm just here to please the people, man. I am a man of the people, and I'm just here to serve, okay?
Well, we appreciate you for that.
Dude, I do want to say, dude, we also appreciate the fact that you set the record straight at Country Radio Seminar.
We may have to edit this. This will be the time when we have to edit this video.
I thought it was great. It was really funny. And you were like, man, when I moved to Nashville, everyone was like, oh, watch out. Radio's a monster. Those people are a-holes. Yeah. And you're like, but y'all are so nice. And I'm like, thank you. We try to be nice. We're nice.
It's kind of nice, man. Everybody's like, dude, yeah, good luck with them radio guys. And I'm like, honestly, it's been pretty badass for me personally. Yeah. I've had a great time, and everybody really likes me. I'm me, man.
Well, I appreciate you clearing the air for us.
That is the magic thing. You're like, maybe it's, you know, if you were to talk to that person that gave you that feedback, you'd be like, I think it's you. It's
maybe
definitely not
just,
me.
I ain't no life coach, okay? I don't know what the heck's going on, but be you, man, and a lot more things will go your way. If you're just yourself.
Yeah. Follow your path.
Got to be yourself, man.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so hard to not be yourself. It's way easier to be yourself.
It is. Well, it is and
well,
isn't.
Some people have a hard time.
I feel like a lot of people struggle with that.
No, you just got to be yourself. Just unapologetically you, man. Unapologetically you. And if you got a problem with it, well, that sucks for you because I'm awesome. And we're having a great time.
I love that. We all need more of that BZ energy, man.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. Holy smokes, by the way. I don't think we've talked about that song with you yet.
He's not making a statement. It's about the song, yes.
No, but it is a phrase we say a lot. And is that kind of where it started?
Smokes. No, yeah, that's where it started for me.
Yeah.
Like the text. Just a song. It said, holy smokes, rough draft.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, that's a sick-ass title, right? So then I clicked it and then heard the song. And I was like, yeah, of course. And then I cut it.
Is that how?
Because I loved it.
Is in the phone, are you making notes on songs? And is that like where you're starting things when you're writing, when you're doing that kind of stuff? Is that how it starts?
Man, it's so random, honestly.
Okay.
It's so random when I write songs. Sometimes it's a guitar progression that I'm just messing around with, that I find something I think is cool, or an idea that I've had for a while that kind of comes up, or it's really, honestly, all of this. Sometimes I start by writing a chorus or a verse, or it's all over the place.
This is like my ADHD dream. I have no like one way I always do something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very blessed to be able to be me. Like everybody is like cool with me being me, and it's very like I'm so grateful for that because, man, I just do it my way.
You've picked the right career choice.
Yeah, everybody's kind of digging it, so I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, well, I'll just keep being me and doing my best. Cool. Nice. Yeah. And
I feel like this festival is your vibe. Like, this is your spot.
Kidding me?
On the beach,
dude,
on the ocean.
This is the vibe that I want all the time. How can we put it that we have a beach at every show?
I would love that. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Illinois, so I'm landlocked, dude, and it sucks.
Well, we're from Michigan. We completely understand.
You know, yeah, the Great Lakes.
I grew up, and it was the worst. It was like landlocked. Good luck going to the beach because, you know, we didn't have no money. We weren't going to the beach.
Our beach had cement, by the way. People would go to the beach, and I was like, it's just cement here.
Yeah, ours was called Forbes.
Really?
Forbes Lake. And it was a... It's... You know, hey, for around there, it's what we got, and we live with it, and I had fun, but it's tough. It's tough. But the beach is way better.
What's one thing? I know you said it was tough growing up being landlocked in that area, and like this is where you feel at home. But what's one thing about home that has stayed with you and that ends up in a lot of your music?
I would say probably like the values, honestly. Yeah. Like growing up around cornfields and just having to like work your ass off all the time, and the thought of nothing gets done without hard work is like, I feel like something that not everybody gets taught.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like small town values and morals and helping everybody that you can, even when you probably shouldn't, but you just do anyways because that's like the thing you do, you know? It's like, yeah, I grew up with a great dad, a great mom, and a great grandpa and a great grandma that taught me like the morals of how to treat people, how to, you know, work in the world, but, you know, also how to like be tough as well.
Yeah.
So growing up in a small town is very important.
I think
sure.
It's like a good Midwestern thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like we're taught like work hard, play hard.
It's also a good American thing in general.
Yeah,
I think that we're all kind of
like,
raised right.
I feel like, you know, when you grow up, my mom and dad just always taught me like, I didn't realize it at the time as I was growing up, but it was like now that I'm here, I'm like, oh, they taught me how to like make the right decisions and like make sure I'm treating people. Always think of like, you know, you know, like he says, always live with love, right? You got to live with love and love thy neighbor. And that's kind of what they taught me. It was like, even when somebody does you wrong, you still got to just do your best and
take the high road.
My mom told me to be the better person all the time.
Be the better person, all the time. So
it's so hard sometimes.
It is, but when you have...
Makes you feel better.
It does. In the long run, it's going to benefit your life. Yeah.
You have...
Why I struggle with it.
I struggle with being a better person.
I feel like everybody does, right? We're human, man. I mean, I struggle with literally all the stuff, everything. But at the end of the day, as long as you like live with love and do your best to like treat people right, I feel like that's what matters.
You don't struggle with songs, though. Can we talk about Where It Ends really quick before
you
go?
Yeah, we can. I would love to do that.
Three questions. Where were you? What were you thinking? And what were you drinking when that song came about?
Dude, this is honestly one of my favorite stories. Okay. One of my favorite song stories. The other one is Get to Getting Gone. That is same vibe.
Okay.
I walk into the room and immediately, I want to say it was Grant Averill and Joe London. We were sitting in this room and I walked in and he was like, yo, one of them was like, yo, what do you think of this guitar progression? And it was like the da na 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 na. It was like that thing. And I was like, oh, that's so sick. What if it's something like this? And as soon as like, it was like 15 minutes, we had the whole song like, yep, done.
And really?
Yeah, it was the coolest thing. Basically, as soon as I walked in, it was like, he had the guitar thing. I knew what it was supposed to be. All I kept seeing in my head when I was like writing that song was like a like dead end, like on a bridge or something that's been closed off. Like, and it was just like, this is where it ends. Like, I'm tired of dealing with your shit, man. Yeah. Like, it's so annoying. You do the same thing over and over again, and I keep letting you back in, and then it's like, that's how I wrote Where It Ends.
Oh my God!
Were you guys
that.
All friends for a long time
no?
before? You just met all these people?
I just met
them. Really?
First time, it was the first time I'd ever met them, and it was like, and you know what's so funny? We have not written since.
I think it's about time.
We need to bring that around. Yeah.
This is your friendly reminder.
Because, you know, if you're ADHD, out of sight, out of mind, friendly reminder, bring it back.
Yes.
Do another one.
I think we're going to have to because... Oh, dude, that song is one of my favorites. And the story behind, like, how it went to radio, and there was a lot of people against me, like, making the decision to take it to radio. And I'm so glad that it, like, I knew it. I was like, man, this song is so sick. And I'm, like, I really think people would like to hear that. And then to see it working is the coolest thing ever, man. I'm so grateful. It's so cool, yeah.
It sounds like you just need to carve out 15 minutes. You're like, I'll just give me 15 more minutes of your time.
It's the coolest thing. It's like you walk in sometimes, and that's what, like, even like a little shout out to songwriters out there, man. Dude, sometimes you're going to walk in and you're going to write a song in 30 minutes. But then sometimes you're not going to get a song in 5 hours, and that is okay. Just keep going, because
just
one day
doing it.
You're going to walk in and you're going to write that one song that you go, That's it. I know it. That's it. That's sick. This is fire.
Well, dude, we appreciate your enthusiasm. It's fun just to see how excited you get about just talking about the song.
It's infectious, and we absolutely love it. Yeah.
And I know once you get on stage, man.
This is truly a life-changing thing. So, yeah, anything music, I'm in, bro.
We're stoked for you, man. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks.
Bailey Zimmerman is here with us at Tortuga Music Festival.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.